Today's article was originally posted at the Ratio Christi blog, located at ratiochristi.org/blogs. It was posted on June 29th by Julie Lose, and it is titled, Top 10 Ways to Spiritually Prepare Your College Freshman for Campus, an Overview. If you are the mom of a soon-to-be college freshman, hang on, you will survive. But the important question might be, will your child survive spiritually? Even if he or she has checked all the boxes associated with growing up in church. That should be a question mark. Even if he or she has checked all the boxes associated with growing up in church? I have walked in your shoes, twice. And so far, my young men are thriving in college and still striving to walk with Christ. Personally and professionally, I've gained insights I'd like to share with you. So here's the thing. We moms are experts at making sure dorm rooms are outfitted, classes are registered, meal plans are sufficient, and laundry is, well, laundry. However, there is one area for which it is not uncommon to assume our child is already prepared. Because, after all, we've been doing this whole thing the last 18 years, right? But unfortunately, statistics and experience show that we are not doing a good... More accurately, we are not being as intentional and strategic as we should be about the area of spiritual preparation for college. But it is not too late. The summer months are a great time to prepare while also having focused time with your almost adult child before you send him or her off. In fact, as I post this, you have about 2 months until you cut the apron strings. This can be an emotional time for moms, especially if you are sending your first fledgling out from the nest. The inner conflict of letting your baby go wars against the inner celebration of more freedom for yourself. However, you will feel better after that last hug, knowing you wrapped her or him in tactical armor to navigate the spiritual landmines ahead. So what do you say? How about engaging in a summer spiritual boot camp for college prep? Today, I'll overview the top 10 topics you should try to cover. I will follow this blog with detailed blogs breaking down each topic with resources and action steps. Now, before you throw your hands up in despair or throw your face in a bowl of Ben and Jerry's, ask God for discernment. He knows your child even better than you and is willing to show you what to accomplish before orientation week. Suggestion number one, research churches and campus ministries your student could attend. Research shows that your child's involvement with a local church and campus ministry during the first 2 weeks of college is crucial to his or her spiritual health. Additionally, maintaining intergenerational relationships bolsters faith and makes it more quote-unquote sticky down the road. Keep in mind, a campus ministry and a nearby campus church are not substitutes for one another. They play different roles in your student's life. I'll provide some key tools to help with this search, but one thing to do in the meantime is have your graduate talk to returning college students about campus ministries they're involved in. Suggestion number two. Build confidence for the truth and evidence of Christianity and a biblical worldview through the study of apologetics. Never done that before? I'll provide some great resources and an action plan. Done it? Review it. Seriously, this is like the review class you paid for before the SAT or the ACT. It increases confidence when faith is put to the test. Apologetics is a form of discipleship in theology that gives confidence to the Christian faith as a reasonable, viable, trustworthy worldview. It helps answer the why behind the what of what we believe. Your kid's faith will not survive as a hand-me-down faith on the college. Your kid's faith will not survive as a hand-me-down faith on the college campus. Suggestion number three, develop or reinforce the basic spiritual disciplines of Bible study and prayer. Provide the best resources your child will personally enjoy to foster these disciplines. You wouldn't send your kids to college without a meal plan, would you? Consider this a spiritual meal plan. He or she will be getting enough junk food and He or she will be getting enough junk food on his own from peers and ugh. Your student will be getting enough junk food on their own from peers and professors. After all, they're big kids now. No more milk. It's time for solid food. Suggestion number 4. Start or join a Moms in Prayer college group. This benefits your child, the campus, and you. This is the only approved way to go to college with your baby. Be honest, there's a part of you that wants to. Praying for your college child in the camp is one of the most intentional, strategic things that you can do. I'll give you more on this later. Suggestion number 5. Facilitate a way for your home church to intentionally stay in touch with your college student. You are sending them out as missionaries into hostile territory. The church has a vested interest in this while they are on campus and when they are home on furlough. Suggestion number 6. Sharpen critical thinking skills using media, music, and movies. Whether we like it or not, the entertainment industry is probably the most powerful worldview shaper outside of the professors they will soon encounter. Think of this as advanced training for discerning truth and for being thoughtful, conversational ambassadors of the Christian worldview with their peers. Suggestion number 7. Train in tactics for defending the faith. Yes, this includes apologetics, but it's slightly different and worthy of its own emphasis. Until we discuss this further, go purchase Greg Kokel's book called Tactics in Defending the Faith. If you learn nothing else from this book, learn this, teach it, and practice it together. Ask these 3 questions when challenged on a worldview. Ask these 3 questions when challenged on a biblical worldview. 1. What makes you say that, and what do you mean by that? 2. How did you come to that conclusion? 3. Have you considered, and then fill in the blank of what they should consider. Suggestion number 8. Create a healthy atmosphere, attitude, and action plan for doubts about faith and for potential moral failures. I'm going to read that again with more emphasis. Suggestion number 8. Create a healthy atmosphere, attitude, and action plan for doubts about faith and for potential moral failures, and for your response. I pray no mom or parent will ever have to deal with their child seriously doubting their faith or even walking away from it. But I have talked to too many parents and heard too many stories of it happening to know that it is a reality. So make sure your child knows that he or she can come to you with his doubts and questions. Let me correct that. So make sure your child knows that he or she can come to you with their doubts and questions. And in the meantime, prepare yourself. Suggestion number 9. Be apprised of the latest issues on public and private campuses. These issues may catch your student off guard if not familiar and ready to respond, especially regarding Christianity and conservatism. Get your head and your child's out of the sand. Eyes wide open, friends. This is no time to be ignorant. In my detailed blog, we'll discuss safe speech zones, microaggressions, trigger warnings, and more. Suggestion number 10. Discuss a biblical view of sexual ethics and why gender matters. These are 2 of the key issues facing the church today, and maybe the greatest moral issues on the campus. These are 2 of the key issues facing the church today, and maybe the greatest moral issues on the college campus. This is hard. We are all reeling from the lightning speed at which these issues have advanced. Gender does matter, and there is a compassionate way we can make that known. Moral issues are a key way your child's faith can be derailed in college. Help them stay on track through prayer and honest discussions. So in conclusion, as you walk through these steps together, consider sharing about your own successes and failures. As you walk through these steps together, consider sharing about your own successes and failures, doubts and fears from your college years. Use discernment, of course, but letting your child know you've been there when you wish you had. But letting your child know you've been there, what you wish you had known, and what you know could go a long way to keeping communication lines open. That didn't make sense. No, there's a typo. But letting your child know you've been there, what you wish you had known, and what you now know could go a long way to keeping the communication lines open. And parental influence is still key in the college years when it comes to faith. You've got about 2 months to prepare if you have a soon-to-be freshman. You can do it. We are all in this together. Grab your spouse, a friend, and God and just go do this. If your kid is already in college, you can still put these pointers into practice. If your kid is headed to college in the not-too-distant future, consider this your spiritual college prep guide. Take it as seriously, if not more so, as AP classes, building the college resume, campus visits, applying for scholarships, and college board exam prep. Intentional spiritual preparation will go a long way towards helping all our college students leave campus without leaving their faith behind. I think there's a typo there. Let me say that again. Intentional spiritual preparation will go a long way towards helping all our college students leave for campus without leaving their faith behind. So again, that was the top 10 ways to spiritually prepare your college freshman for campus, an overview. So here's a couple of talking points that we can take away from this. So first off, how old are your children, if you have children? And what have you been doing to help prepare them for the challenges to the faith that they're going to encounter in the future? A few resources that I recommend are the Mama Bear Apologetics podcast, and a few resources that I recommend are the Mama Bear Apologetics podcast. If you go to the Mama Bear Apologetics Frequently Asked Questions page, you'll also find book recommendations. If your children are young, I recommend Natasha Crane's blog at ChristianMomThoughts.com. I think she has an incredible way of phrasing things for parents, and especially parents of younger children. If you have sway at your children's Christian elementary school, if your kids are in particularly grades 1-3 right now, I recommend the Deep Roots Apologetics curriculum, which can be found at DeepRootsBible.com. I just had an interesting meeting with the woman who did this week, and they have an incredible program. The later that people listen to this podcast, they're going to probably have more grades available than 1-3, but I still recommend that, deeprootsbible.com. For an overview of 40 apologetics conversations to have with your kids, I recommend Natasha Crane's... For an overview of 40 apologetics questions to have with... For an overview of 40 apologetics conversations to have with your kids, I recommend Natasha Crane's book, Keeping Your Kids on God's Side. If your children are older, or if you'd like a book that covers a few of the most important topics in depth, topics like evidences for the resurrection or the reliability of Scripture, I highly, highly recommend J. Warner Wallace's book, Cold Case Christianity. It's one of the easiest reads I've ever. It's one of the easier reads that are really good for lay people, and it doesn't just present the arguments. Jim really takes you on the journey with him as he investigates the scriptures from his 30 years of experience as a detective. A lot of that time was as an atheist, so he really takes you on the journey with him. So another question, what are some of the conversations that you can be having with your children? Do you regularly ask them what some of their questions are about Christianity? Natasha has a really great blog that is titled How to Tell If Your Kids Are... Oh, golly, what was the title? Natasha Crane has a blog titled The Number One Sign Your Kids Are Just Borrowing Your Faith and Not Developing Your Own. And just as a little spoiler here, one of the top 10 things is if they're not asking questions. So asking questions is the way kids are making sense of their own worldview. And so encouraging them to ask those questions is so important. So what are some of those questions you can ask your children each week? What is your question of the week? And if you're wondering what issues are even worth being worried about, is, this particular topic going to tank my child's faith? I also recommend an in-depth discussion that we have on the Mama Bear Apologetics podcast. It's number 5, and it's titled Core Truths Versus Peripheral Truths of Christianity and the Importance of Knowing the Difference. Are your kids about to go to college or are they in college? Most of Julie's excellent advice here is for you. So she'll be following this introductory blog with a series of blogs discussing each of these points. So she'll be following this introductory blog with a series of blogs discussing each of these points in depth. So keep your eye out for that. Depending on when you're listening to this podcast, they may or may not already be out. So those are some of the talking points. Thanks for listening. And again, this was the blog by Julie Loos. So thanks for listening. Again, this was the blog by Julie Loos titled Top 10 Ways to Spiritually Prepare Your College Freshman for Campus, an overview. If your work has been featured on the Audio Apologetics blog and you'd like it removed, please send an email to askthemamabears@gmail.com.